All right, so get ready, because today we are diving into All the Missing Pieces
Ooh,
by
yes.
Catherine Cowles.
Kevin Cowles, yep.
And it is a romantic suspense novel, but trust me, the mystery will hook you.
Oh, for sure. For sure. She is so good at just weaving a tale. Like, you won't know what hit you by the end.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was one of those books I just could not put down.
Yeah.
So we've got Ridley,
Okay.
who is our protagonist.
Okay.
She's a true crime podcaster.
I love that.
And she's chasing a cold case.
All right.
Then we have Colt, and Colt is the sheriff
Okay.
of this seemingly quiet town called Shady Cove.
Small towns.
But nothing is as it seems.
Never.
So no major spoilers, but enough to make you want to pick this book up.
Yes, just enough to pique your interest, you know?
Okay, so Ridley heads to Shady Cove
Okay.
to investigate the abduction of Emerson Sinclair.
All
But
right.
there's more to it than that for Ridley, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So I think what makes Ridley like such an interesting character is that she has a personal connection to this kind of case.
Okay.
Years ago, her twin sister went missing, and the police never found any leads.
Oh, wow.
And so she has this unresolved trauma that fuels her passion, you know,
Yeah.
to give a voice to these cold cases.
Yeah, it makes her so much more than just like a podcaster chasing downloads, you know?
Yeah, totally.
She's trying to bring closure to families and shine a light on these unsolved mysteries because she knows how it feels.
Exactly.
So, what can you tell us about the Emerson Sinclair case?
Okay, so picture this.
Okay.
You have Emerson. She's a talented young tennis player practicing late at night.
Okay.
And then suddenly, she vanishes.
That's a gush.
There's a strange scent of grape bubblicious in the air.
What?
Yeah, and the town seems to close ranks. It's
Interesting.
almost as if they're hiding something.
Oh, okay. So we know right away there's some secrets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
A lot of secrets.
And then we can't forget Colt,
Right.
Emerson's brother. He is the sheriff of Shady Cove.
Yes.
And I imagine he's pretty torn up about his sister's disappearance, especially because they were close.
Absolutely. You can totally sense his like internal struggle throughout the book, you know. He's fiercely protective of Emerson, and her abduction left him with this simmering anger and grief, I think, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, he is instantly suspicious of Ridley.
Of
Of course,
course.
small towns, you know.
They have a way of protecting their own.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And an outsider coming in
Yeah.
and poking around in their secrets.
No one likes that.
Not going to make you a lot of friends.
Nope.
So I feel like that tension between Colt and Ridley is going to be good.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And knowing Ridley, she is not going to be deterred.
No, she's going to get to the bottom of it.
Oh, for sure. She is driven to uncover the truth.
For herself and for her podcast.
Exactly. And that's what makes their dynamic so fascinating.
Yeah.
They're both grappling with loss and suspicion. But as they work together, you start to see that distrust shift into something more.
Ooh, more.
You'll have to read to find out.
All right, now I need to know more.
Yes.
Okay, so early on, who are some of the suspects that Ridley starts investigating?
Ooh, good question.
Does anyone stand out as particularly suspicious?
Well, there's the tennis coach who seems a little too fixated on Emerson's success.
Okay.
And then there's a former teammate with a grudge,
Okay.
someone who might have wanted to see Emerson disappear.
So we've got some drama
Oh, yeah.
on the tennis court.
For sure.
Okay.
And Catherine Cowles does a great job of making you suspect almost everyone.
Ooh, I love that.
Yes. And just when you think you figured it out, she throws in a curveball.
Oh man, so it's a real whodunit.
Oh, absolutely.
But I have a feeling there's more to this case than just like small town rivalries, right?
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned earlier that Shady Cove has its secrets.
So many secrets.
So many secrets.
So many.
What else is going on?
Well, as Ridley digs deeper, she stumbles upon a pattern, and it becomes clear that Emerson might not be the only victim.
Oh no.
There's a series of similar disappearances
Oh God.
and even murders spanning multiple states,
Oh.
and they all point to this much larger, more sinister
Okay,
plot.
so it's a much bigger conspiracy
It is
than we initially thought.
way bigger.
And so the stakes get higher.
Oh, yeah.
And Ridley's not just dealing with a single cold case anymore. She
Exactly.
might be uncovering something much more dangerous.
It's true. And the tension just keeps escalating. Like, there's an attack that leaves Ridley shaken, and
Okay.
there's evidence tampering at the police station.
Hold on. Evidence tampering,
Yeah.
like at the police station?
At the police
So
station.
someone within the Shady Cove Police Department is involved.
It seems that way.
This is getting good.
All right.
Oh my gosh. So is Ridley the target of this big conspiracy, or are these attacks just random acts of violence?
That is the question. That will keep you turning the pages, I'll tell you that.
That's so good, and it makes you question everybody's motives, even those closest to Ridley.
Oh, yeah, you can't trust anyone.
Oh, my gosh, okay. This is already getting intense, and we're just scratching the surface.
Just wait.
Oh, my gosh.
There's so much more to come.
Okay, before we get too deep into the twists and turns, let's talk about the killer's identity.
Okay.
You mentioned earlier that there is a shocking reveal, and it's someone Ridley actually knows.
Yes.
So, give us a hint. What kind of person are we dealing with here?
Well, let's just say the killer isn't some shadowy figure lurking in the background.
Okay.
There's someone deeply embedded in Ridley's life, someone she trusts.
Wow.
And that betrayal hits hard, both for Ridley and for the reader, I think.
Wow.
It really makes you question everything you thought you knew about the characters and their relationships.
Wow. So we can't trust anybody.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's a game changer.
It is.
To think that the person Ridley is trying to unmask is someone that she interacts with regularly.
Right.
Maybe even confides in.
Totally.
I mean, that just adds a whole other layer
of
psychological suspense to the story.
For sure. For sure. You'll find yourself constantly reevaluating the characters and their actions, just trying to figure out who's wearing a mask.
Oh my God, who's genuine?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so we've got a compelling protagonist with a personal stake in the case. A small town with a dark underbelly, a string of unsolved crimes, a shocking reveal about the killer's identity, and a whole lot of unanswered questions.
A lot of questions.
What else can you tell us about all the missing pieces without giving too much away?
Well, beyond the suspense and the mystery, Cowles also explores some really interesting themes.
Okay.
Trauma, healing, the power of community.
Yeah.
And even finding love in the most unexpected places.
Oh.
It's a story that will stay with you long after you finish the last page.
So it's not just a thriller.
No.
It's a story about human connection and resilience in the face of adversity.
Yes, that's what makes it so powerful.
I love that.
I do too.
It's like there's so much darkness.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also this light of hope that shines through.
It does. Welcome back. So let's delve a little deeper into this unsettling truth behind all the missing pieces.
Okay, so last time we left off with this huge cliffhanger, like the killer is someone Ridley knows and trusts.
Right.
So it just makes you think, like, how can someone hide such darkness behind like a familiar face?
Hmm.
What stood out to you about the way that Catherine Cowles reveals the killer's identity?
Well, it's brilliant, I think, how she uses these, like, red herrings throughout the book.
Mm-hmm.
You find yourself suspecting almost everyone in Shady Cove, but the true killer, a man named Sean.
Sean.
Yeah.
Just like a totally average name.
Totally average.
That's even creepier.
Right.
It's like he's deliberately trying to blend in.
Exactly.
To make it hard for anyone to suspect him.
Totally. And I think that is what makes him so dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, he carefully selects his victims, he stalks them, learns their routines, and then he strikes when they're most vulnerable. But what's even more disturbing is his motive.
Okay.
He's driven by this twisted ideology about women who are successful.
Right.
Athletic, academically driven women like Ridley and Emerson.
Oh, wow. Okay, so she's definitely a target.
Oh, she is.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, but if he's been operating for so long, how has he managed to evade capture?
That's a great question.
Like, it's not like she's got access to like police databases and stuff.
Right, right.
So like what is she working with?
Well, Ridley's methods are a little bit more like unconventional, I guess you could say.
Sure.
Think of her like a true crime detective, but armed with a microphone and a laptop instead of like a badge and a gun.
I love that.
Yeah, she relies on her sharp instincts, her meticulous research, and the network of contacts she's built through her podcast.
So like really using the resources of today.
Totally, totally. Yeah, she spends hours combing through old news articles.
Oh, wow.
Yearbooks, public records, anything she can get her hands on. Even talks to locals, visits crime scenes, confronts potential suspects, all while battling her own demons.
So she's really going all in.
She is.
On this.
Yeah.
Okay, so speaking of demons, let's talk about the attack on Ridley.
Okay.
We know it wasn't random.
Right.
Someone was trying to silence her to stop her from, like, digging any deeper.
Yeah.
How does this attack change the dynamic between Ridley and the cult?
Okay, so I think this attack is a turning point in the story.
Okay.
It forces them to confront their vulnerabilities and their growing feelings for each other.
Ooh, okay, so romance is blooming.
It is. It is. So Colt, despite his initial suspicion, insists that Ridley stay at his like secluded cabin for safety.
Okay.
And remember, they both carry the weight of their past traumas.
Right.
And now they're forced into close proximity.
Yeah.
And you can just like feel that tension, you know, facing their fears and their desires.
Yeah. So it's not just about solving the mystery.
No.
It's about these two characters like navigating their own emotional baggage.
Totally.
What, trying to stay one step ahead of a killer.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're falling for each other amidst all this chaos, I feel like adds another layer.
For sure.
To their relationship.
It does.
And I'm here for it.
Me too.
But what's really interesting to me is how Colt's perspective starts to shift.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he sees Ridley's dedication firsthand, like her commitment to finding justice, not just for herself, but for all the victims.
Exactly.
He starts to see she's not in it for, like, the fame or the recognition. She's in it for something much deeper.
Totally. It resonates with his own pain, you know.
And I love that for them. Okay, so it makes me wonder, like, if they're going to heal together, if they're going to find solace in each other's company, even though, like, they're surrounded by this darkness.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, but what about Emerson?
Right.
How does she factor into all of this?
Well, Emerson's story is truly heartbreaking. Like, she's been living as a recluse.
Oh, wow.
Haunted by the trauma of her abduction.
Yeah.
But when Ridley arrives in Shady Cove,
something changes.
Okay.
Remember, Ridley has firsthand experience with this kind of loss and fear.
Yeah, so Emerson sees, like, a kindred spirit.
She does.
In Ridley, someone who understands what it's like to be haunted by the past.
Exactly. And Ridley offers Emerson a safe space to share her story, to confront her pain.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that sometimes the most powerful weapon against trauma is empathy and understanding.
That's so powerful.
It is.
And so, as Emerson starts to open up, does she reveal anything that, like, maybe the police overlooked?
She does, yeah. So her memories are fragmented.
Okay.
But there are certain sensory details that stand out to her, like the scent of grape bubblicious.
Okay, yeah.
A specific type of, like, athletic shoe, a voice, seemingly insignificant clues.
Right.
But they become these crucial pieces of the puzzle.
Yeah, it all comes together.
It does, yeah. And remember that profile that Ridley was building?
Yeah.
Emerson's memories solidify it.
Okay.
And it becomes clear that Sean is targeting a very specific type of young woman.
Women who excel academically and athletically, just like Ridley.
Oh my gosh, that just reinforces, like, she's not just an investigator in this case.
Right.
She's a potential victim.
Absolutely.
And knowing that, like, she's piecing together this profile that perfectly matches her own life, that's got to be terrifying.
Oh, it is. It's a brilliant way that Catherine Cowles, like, heightens the suspense.
Yeah.
You know, as the reader, you're constantly aware of the danger that Ridley is in.
Yes.
Even as she gets closer to uncovering the truth.
Right.
And you're left wondering if she'll be able to stop Sean before he strikes again.
Gosh, okay. This is already so much to process. What happens next? Like, how does she react to this realization?
Well, that's where things get even more complicated.
Oh, no. Don't leave us hanging.
I know.
I guess we'll have to wait until part three to find out what happens next in this thrilling deep dive into all the missing pieces. All right, so we are back for the final part of our deep dive into all the missing pieces.
Yeah.
And let me tell you.
Buckle up.
Things are about to get really intense.
Oh, yeah.
Last time, we discovered that Ridley might be Sean's next target.
Right.
And honestly, I'm on the edge of my seat wondering what happens next.
I know. It's like so suspenseful at this point.
Okay, so
get ready for some twists and turns, because Catherine Cowles does not disappoint.
Okay, give it to me.
All right, so remember those old yearbooks Ridley was analyzing?
The ones that helped her connect the dots.
Yes, exactly. Well, yeah. They are stolen from her van the night she is attacked.
Wait, stolen? So it wasn't just a random attack?
No.
Someone knew what she was working on and they wanted to stop her.
Exactly. It's a clear sign that Sean, or someone connected to him, is watching Ridley's every move.
Oh, gosh.
Anticipating her investigation and trying to, like, sabotage her at every turn.
It's scary how calculated this is.
Oh, it's terrifying.
So knowing Ridley, she's not one to back down easily?
No.
How does she respond to this?
Well, Ridley's determination only intensifies, you know?
Yeah.
She's not just doing this for her podcast anymore. She's doing it for Avery, for Emerson, for all the victims who've been silenced.
She's a fighter.
Oh, she is. And she's definitely not going to let a little intimidation stop her. So she teams up with Colt,
Okay.
sharing her research, her theories, and together they start to close in on Sean.
I love that they're working together.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's great to see their relationship evolve from that initial suspicion to this like shared purpose.
Right, they're fighting for the same thing.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know, facing a common enemy can sometimes forge the strongest bonds.
Absolutely. So, how did they finally catch Sean? Like, is there that one piece of like irrefutable evidence, that smoking gun?
Okay, so the climax of the story is truly a masterclass in suspense.
All righty.
All right, so picture this. Ridley decides to use herself as bait,
Oh no.
agreeing to meet with her producer, Baker.
Ooh, Baker, I always had a bad feeling about him. He
Right.
always seemed more interested in like Ridley's fame and the podcast's success
Totally.
than her well-being.
You're right to be suspicious. So the confrontation at the diner is so tense.
Okay.
Baker's like true colors finally emerge,
Yeah.
and it seems like he might hold the key to everything, but just when you think you've figured it out, there's another twist.
Oh.
Colt gets a call from his deputy.
Okay.
Someone broke into the police station
No.
and tampered with evidence, specifically files related to Emerson's abduction.
So it's not Baker. Who is it?
This break-in throws everything into chaos.
Oh my God.
Colt realizes they've been focusing on the wrong person.
Okay.
The real culprit has been hiding in plain sight all along.
Okay, who is it? Trey.
Colt's best friend and Emerson's confidant.
No way, Trey. He's always been so supportive, so kind. Like, what would his motive be?
Oh, Trey's betrayal is just like a gut punch.
Yeah.
It turns out he's been struggling with his own demons.
Okay.
His guilt over not being able to protect Emerson,
Yeah.
his unspoken feelings for her,
Yeah.
and those feelings have just twisted into this possessive obsession, driving him to sabotage the investigation and protect Sean.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Trey's the mastermind behind everything.
Well, not quite. So while Trey is responsible for covering Sean's tracks, he's not the one who abducted Emerson or the other women.
Right.
Sean, the tennis coach, remember him?
Yep.
He is the true orchestrator of these horrific crimes.
Oh, I.
Holding the women captive in this soundproofed RV,
Likewise.
he's basically manipulated Trey,
Oh, yes.
using his guilt and loyalty to keep his operation hidden.
This is insane. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion.
It
And
is.
with each layer, the truth just becomes more disturbing.
Totally.
How does it all end? Like, did they finally stop Sean? And what about Ridley?
All right, so the ending's a roller coaster of emotions. Okay.
Okay.
So Ridley, piecing together the truth about Sean, confronts him at the tennis courts,
Okay.
but he's one step ahead, anticipating her move,
Oh, God.
overpowers her, drugs her, and
Oh.
when she wakes up, she's chained inside his RV,
Oh.
realizing with horror that she's become his latest victim.
This is what I was afraid of.
I know.
It's like the worst case scenario.
It is. So Colt realizes Ridley's missing and frantically races against time to find her.
Oh,
He
gosh.
uncovers Trey's involvement, confronts him,
Yeah.
demanding answers. Finally, like the pieces of the puzzle fall into place,
Yeah.
leading Colt to Sean's hideout.
Okay.
Tense chase ensues,
Oh my gosh.
culminating in this dramatic showdown at the edge of a cliff.
This is so suspenseful.
Oh, it is. And I can't imagine what Ridley must be going through knowing that the person she trusted, the person she was trying to expose,
Yeah.
is now holding her captive.
That's gotta be just like devastating.
Oh, it's like heartbreaking.
So how does it end?
Well, it's a testament to Catherine Kells' writing that she manages to keep the tension so high
Yeah.
while also like exploring these like emotional depths of the characters, you know? And the ending is both satisfying and thought-provoking. And you'll have to read it to experience it for yourself, but let's just say justice is served.
Okay.
And both Ridley and Colt find a way to heal from the trauma that they've endured.
Okay, so despite the darkness, the twists, and the turns,
Yeah.
there's a glimmer of hope at the end.
Absolutely. All the missing pieces is a reminder that even in the face of like unimaginable evil, human connection and resilience can prevail.
It sounds like a book that will stay with you long after you finish the last page.
Oh, for sure. It is a must-read for anyone who loves a good mystery, a touch of romance, and just a story that explores like the depths of human strength and vulnerability.
Well, there you have it, folks. That's our deep dive into All the Missing Pieces by Catherine Cowles.
Yes.
If you're looking for a book that will keep you guessing, make you question everything, and ultimately leave you feeling hopeful, this is the one for you.
I couldn't agree more.
Until next time. keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.